Hey guys, it's your best fight friends. I'm Kelsey. That's Antonio Carlos Jr., aka Shoeface, 205-pound fighter headed into the PFL playoffs. A UFC veteran now fighting in the PFL. What's the difference in your mind between UFC and PFL outside of the cage?
Well, I like the system, you know. First of all, this kind of system is pretty good. I fit very well on that. You know, you win the fight, you go to the next, you make the points, you go to the playoffs, you go to the finals, and you get your belt, you get your million, you know, get your money. Besides that, I don't see a lot of, like, you know, a lot of difference. You know, they do like big events, you know, but I think the way they treat the fighters in PFL is just great. I feeling home, you know.
How excited are you? Because you're in the playoffs now, you're fighting for $1 million, dude. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's great, you know. Get really excited, you know, for being on the same finals, you know. Soon I hope fighting for this million is just awesome, man. I really excited, you know, training a lot, getting ready for the fight, because there's no easy fights, you know. Yeah. There's no easy way, so just getting ready to deserve, you know, this million, this belt.
Your opponent is the defending champion, Emiliano Sordi. Obviously, you've been looking at how he fights and have a game plan for him. Yeah. Or is that something that you do?
Yeah, for sure. I always study my you know, my opponents, watching his fights, yeah, the holes on his game and everything. You know, he's a tough guy, you know. He's the champion from the last season. Hits hard, you know, moves a lot, got a good footwork. So I look all of that, you know, and I also look for the holes on his game, you know, something that I can use it to get a win over him, you know. Yeah. Definitely he's tough, you know, but I believe in my game. I think he got a lot of weapons, you know, to win this fight, to go to the fight, and to get this million.
Yeah, I don't know why, but like when I watch him fight, he reminds me of like an old school fighter. Like maybe he's from like 15 years ago. Yeah. So I love that, because I love that style of fight. But I wonder what you think when you watch him fight.
Yeah, you know, I think especially on his last two fights, I see a lot of mistakes. Yeah. You know, I see a lot of mistakes that he did. And especially, you know, on these days, if you make a lot of mistakes, you usually lost the fight, you know what I mean? And yeah. I hope he does the same mistakes on the fight with me, you know. But he's still a tough guy, you know, that hits hard and can knock like everybody out. So I need to pay attention on that, you know. But I also have a good strike, you know. I like the boxing. I like his style is actually looks like mine, you yeah. know. I would say like moving a lot of like straight punches and stuff. This is good. It's something that I also train with guys with that style in my life, you know. You see Junior Dos Santos, some guys.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say the same, but it's pretty similar, you know what I mean? And this is good for me.
Yeah, it's and like good. You're here at American Top Team in Coconut Creek, Florida. That's arguably the best gym, or at least one of the best gyms in the world.
Sure.
I'm sure that has to give you a level of confidence, right? Where you walk around, I mean, just walking around here, you see people, you know, that are like, oh, this is amazing.
Right? Yes.
Yeah, and there's like 50 of them. So what's that like, training here, having that opportunity to compete with those type of guys?
Yeah, it's great. You know, having a lot of great coaches, you know, great space, you know, a lot of like great training partners, you know. There's people from everywhere in the world, you know, the Brazilians, Russians, Americans, you know, every place. There's a lot of different styles and stuff, so you can always use somebody that simulate, you know, your opponent, whatever. So it's a great opportunity. That's why I choose American Top Team. You know, they're great, and they just making me a better fighter.
Yeah, and this weather's not so bad, right? This isn't a bad location.
Looks like Brazil, right? That's why I came here.
Is that what it's like in Brazil?
Yeah, the weather's pretty similar, you know? And it's pretty close to Brazil, too. So, like, if I want to see my family or my friends, I just get a plane, like a straight flight, 7-8 hours, I'll be there, and then I'll be back in a week or whatever. Like, you know what I mean? So it's not that far, because I see some Brazilians live in California or another places, like, it's a big travel, you know. But like here in Florida, I would say that Miami is the best the best city from Brazil.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of Brazilians, man, around here.
Yeah.
I feel like home.
It's a beautiful city. It's expensive to live here. So imagine, do you live here or do you
live
here?
I live in Boca, yes.
Imagine that $1 million would do all right for you then.
We'd do great.
when your UFC career was over, or you were no longer with the UFC, imagine you had other opportunities. Why did you decide to fight for the PFL? What attracted you here?
Man, since I was in the UFC, I look at the PFL system and I like it, you know, because you got what you deserve. If you win the fight, you know, you go to the next. If you make the points, you go to the playoffs. If you win the same finals, you go to the finals, you get the belt. You know, in UFC, sometimes you see like the second in the ranking fighting with the number 10 or whatever. Sometimes make no sense. You know, the rankings make no sense. So it's pretty hard. You see a lot of guys struggling to fight for the belt and they really deserve it. But for some reason, they don't fight. You know what I mean? There is a lot of politics behind it. And I'm not the trash talking kind of guy. Yeah. So I don't think they kind of like my style, you know?
In the NFL, right.
You don't need that. You know what I mean? You need to fight well, you know, put up on the show and that's it.
Yeah, and I've heard that a lot from people that said the same thing. The culture here is different. And then of course, as a competitor, you love, all you gotta do is win fights and you get to move on.
Yeah, it's already hard to do that. Imagine trying to, I also need to focus on another thing. If it's natural for you, you know, if you like this that thing, all right, but it's not natural for me, you know. I'd like to act, I would have to act, you know, to do that. And it's not myself, you know, I wouldn't be myself. So I think focus on just fighting, you know, is the best thing for everybody.
Yeah. I have two more questions for you. I know that you've been through a lot of interviews. Actually, I have three. The first one is, who's got the best setup out of all the interview people? Probably me, right? This is high tech.
You all have it. You all great.
What's your prediction? Do you have a prediction? Speaking of trash talk.
Man, I hope I get my hand raised at the end. You know, fight is always tough. For sure, we're always looking for some submission, from some knockout, you know, to finish the fight, especially on this kind of tournament. You know, you want to finish like as fast as you can to go to the next one, healthy and ready, you know, for another camp. So I hope I can get like a knockout submission the first round.
Yeah, without getting touched. Now, your nickname is Shoeface. I would like to know how many people, when you interview, how many, like, what percentage of people ask you what that means?
Everybody.
Is it 100%?
Yeah. I would say like 99% of the people, you know. 99% of the people ask about the nickname.
Okay, well, in less than 30 seconds, tell us what it means.
Yeah, so I got a coach, you know, and he's a pretty fun guy, you know, like to put a nickname in everybody. And he got a big chin, you know, as I am. And he started like putting a nickname in everybody. I started making fun of him. He said, come on, man, look like your face, look like a shoe, you know what I mean? Everybody's like calling me a shoe face. I hate it for sure, you know, and that's why they haven't stopped. So,
yeah.
All right, just got used to now.
Well, now, like, it's kind of like, it's awesome. It's endearing.
Now it's okay. Yeah, At the time, I hate it, but now it's okay.
You seem like you still hate it a little bit.
No, today I'm fine with that.
Okay, good. Well, thanks so much for the opportunity.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.